Welcome back, everybody. I'm Rick Pettigrew, here to tell you about our four selected stories from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. Archaeologists at a New Mexico military base, a protected area ideal for archaeological exploration, uncovered an ancient prehistoric campsite. A collection of remarkably well-preserved wooden spear points and throwing sticks in Germany reveals that human ancestors 300,000 years ago were highly skilled woodworkers. Eggshell fragments in Central Asia finally tie down the chronology of the chicken. And a sandstone pebble in South Africa may be the oldest known example of representative art. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon on Roku. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue in 2024 with our tour of the many eye-catching civilizations spanning thousands of years in northern Peru. Plenty of space remains now, but it will fill up. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of March 31st through April 6th, 2024. Our first story this week comes from a military base in New Mexico, where a newly found prehistoric campsite produced artifacts and hearths from approximately 8,200 years ago. As reported by Newsweek, a team of geomorphologists and members of the 49th Civil Engineer Squadron discovered the campsite about 6 feet underground near a road on Holloman Air Force Base. The air base is in southern New Mexico, just west of the town of Alamogordo, and houses the 49th Wing of the Air Education and Training Command. According to Matthew Cuba, the 49th Squadron's cultural resource manager, the site and its location reveal information about the area's history and early inhabitants. The site has been named Gomalak Overlook. It lies in the Tularosa Basin, an internally draining area that is now very arid, with sand dunes produced by windblown minerals, such as the famous white gypsum sands of nearby White Sands National Monument. Throughout the Tularosa Basin, these windblown dunes have helped bury and protect sites like Gomalak Overlook. Artifacts found at Gomalak Overlook comprise about 70 pieces of stone tools and debris, including a grinding stone and a series of hearths containing the remains of mesquite charcoal. The hearths and stone artifacts provide valuable insights into past human adaptations and environmental changes. Around 400 archaeological sites are already recorded on Holloman Air Force Base, which covers nearly 60,000 acres. Just west of the base, and also in the Tularosa Basin, is the even larger White Sands Missile Range, surrounded by White Sands National Monument, where fossil human footprints are preserved from as long ago as 20,000 years. By 10,000 years ago, people were hunting and foraging around the many small playas, seasonal lakes fed by water from the surrounding mountain ranges. After the end of the Ice Age, the basin became drier, and by the time the Gomalak Overlook site was occupied, people were beginning to rely more heavily on foraged plant foods, processing them with grinding stones like the one from the site. According to Scott Dorton, the 49th Squadron's environmental chief, by holding large tracts of land like Holloman, the Department of Defense protects a wide array of archaeological resources, both documented and undocumented. Bases not only hold many well-preserved sites, they also provide a record of use across large areas. Researchers from the squadron will continue to investigate the campsite to add knowledge about prehistoric human occupation in the Tularosa Basin. Next, we go to the town of Schöningen in Germany, where researchers examined ancient wooden tools to learn more about tool use by early hominins. As reported by the science news site Phys.org, Scientists at the Lower Saxony State Office for Cultural Heritage and the Universities of Reading and Göttingen deployed several new techniques to learn more from tools excavated in 1994. A series of excavations at Schöningen uncovered 187 wooden artifacts considered 3,000 years old. The date places the site during the time when human ancestors in Eurasia were transitioning from Homo erectus to Neanderthals. These artifacts included at least 20 spears and 3 throwing sticks. These are the oldest known complete hunting weapons ever found in Europe. The number suggests the ancient lakeshore was a hunting ground. Researchers used new cutting-edge imaging techniques to develop new information on these early tools, such as 3D microscopy and micro-CT scanning. According to Dr. Dirk Leder from the Office of Cultural Heritage, the results show that the tools were crafted using varied woodworking procedures, especially on pine and spruce. Hunters repaired and recycled tools while they were at the site. One example of this is the resharpening of broken points of spears and throwing sticks. Another woodworking technique was splitting wood to make tools likely used for softening and smoothing animal hides. This technique was formerly thought to belong exclusively to Homo sapiens sapiens, our modern human clan, but the Schöningen tools show that this technique was also in the repertoire of our cousins, the Neanderthals, and possibly Homo erectus as well. The many varieties of woodworking techniques shown on the artifacts demonstrate the importance of wood as a material. According to Professor Thomas Terberger, a project leader and researcher from the University of Göttingen, the site is hugely important for showing the vital role of wood in early human toolkits. Wood tools from the Paleolithic are rarely preserved as well as they were here, and the range of techniques and wood types used shows that early human woodworking skills were as careful and consistent as the techniques used for the far better known flaked stone tools that are recovered from many more sites from this period. Schöningen's wood tools are essential to understanding early human cognition, hunting strategies, and technical skills. They are an outstanding part of the cultural heritage of early humankind. Recently, the site was nominated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The research was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Our third story takes us to Central Asia along the Silk Road, where eggshell fragments provide more information on the dispersal of domestic chickens westward via the trans-Eurasian trade routes. As reported by Phys.org, chickens today are one of the most economically important animals in the world. We know they were domesticated several thousand years ago in South Asia, rapidly establishing their value as seen in early sites from Thailand to India. Less clear is how and when they spread across the rest of the ancient world to become important in Southwest Asia and the Mediterranean by the last centuries BC. Complicating the picture is the similarity between the bones and eggshells of chickens and many other bird species, such as ducks, geese, and other wild birds. Recently, new archaeological techniques have revealed that many of the bones previously attributed to early chickens actually belong to wild birds. To develop more definitive evidence, an international team of archaeologists, historians, and biomolecular scientists collaborated on a study of eggshell fragments from 12 Central Asian archaeological sites along the Silk Road. Occupation at these sites spans about 1,500 years, from approximately 400 BC to AD 1220. The researchers examined tens of thousands of eggshell fragments. One key finding in this abundance is that it confirms that these chickens were laying eggs out of season. This gave the chicken greater appeal than other birds, not just because they could lay a lot of eggs, but because they could lay them across more months of the year. The researchers used a new method of biomolecular analysis to identify whether the shell fragments came from chickens. This method, called ZOOMS, is similar to genetic analysis in its ability to identify species based on animal remains like bones, skin, and shells. However, it uses protein signals instead of DNA for identification, making it faster and more cost-effective. According to Dr. Carly Peters from the Max Planck Institute of Geoanthropology, this shows how useful ZOOMS is in analyzing historical relationships between humans and animals. The wild ancestor to the domesticated chicken is the red jungle fowl, which nests once a year and lays around 6 eggs. The research used the frequency of identified chicken eggshells in each site to show that the early domesticated chickens laid eggs more frequently. According to the leader of the Domestication and Anthropogenic Evolution Research Group, Dr. Robert Spengler, the new research is the earliest recorded evidence of birds losing seasonal egg laying. This sheds light on the development of domestication through the mutualistic relationships between humans and animals. The loss of seasonal egg laying likely led humans to eagerly adopt the domestic chicken and spread it across Eurasia and Northeast Africa. This research was published in Nature Communications. Our last story takes us to the Cape South coast of South Africa near Still Bay, where researchers have discovered a rock believed to be a sand sculpture of a stingray made by human ancestors. As reported by Phys.org, in an article authored by two of the researchers, Charles Helm and Alan Whitfield, a citizen scientist in 2018 helped the research team discover the rock. The rock is known as an amoglyph, or a pattern that ancestral hominins made in sand that is now preserved in rock. At other sites around the world, human footprints have been found fossilized in sand, dating back thousands of years. Amoglyphs are calcified or fossilized sand remains of other human activities, which must have included the kind of sand drawing or modeling that is still done today by people of all ages on beaches and shores. Researchers estimated a date for the concretized sand object using optically stimulated luminescence on nearby rocks to avoid damaging the specimen. These results suggest an age of about 130,000 years ago, placing it in the Middle Stone Age. The pebble is unusually symmetrical and resembles a blue stingray without a tail. The researchers suggest that the tail was intentionally removed. They also postulate that someone may have made the sculpture by tracing a stingray in the sand. They also admit that this is speculation and can neither be proven nor disproven. Tracing was proposed because the size and shape of the rock closely resemble a stingray. Furthermore, the multiple levels of symmetry, including an engraved surface pattern, support human origin. The sculpture might be the oldest known example of representational art created by humans to depict a creature other than humans. It also suggests sand tracings, or sculptures, as a possible origin of representational paleo art. Representational images in Western European rock art appear around 40,000 years ago, seemingly out of nowhere. This creates a 90,000-year gap between the suggested dating of this specimen and those rock paintings. This rarity of ancient paleo art, including amoglyphs, may be the result of taphonomic bias. That is, because some materials like wood or sand drawing are far more fragile than other materials, such as stone, they are less likely to be preserved, which leads to far fewer specimens of such work in the archaeological record. The relative lack of specimens doesn't mean the prehistoric people didn't often use a particular material, but just that it's less likely to be preserved. The researchers postulate that tracing in sand might be an intermediate phase in an evolutionary sequence over a long span of time, from abstract images to representational art made without tracing. The sequence would progress from tracing in sand to original images in sand to rock art. If this postulation is correct, the absence of specimens between the 90,000-year-long Upper Paleolithic time gap could be attributed to the lack of suitably preserved rocks. The study was published in Rock Art Research. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.